It's Giving Tuesday, and Wanuskewin is doing something interesting to raise money. Fun and informative. They're calling it a streamathon. Allie Forend from Wanuskewin joins me. Allie, tell me about this streamathon.
We are taking our Giving Tuesday mentality, and we are talking about every department and everyone's getting involved to go live on Facebook. Everyone from across the park, from culinary, from visitor services, from the fundraising department even, is going to be live to share stories about what makes Wanuskewin so wonderful.
Oh, you know what I'd be interested in? I'd be interested in all of it, but I'd really be interested in the culinary to see if the chef is going to give us some secret recipes.
Absolutely. I know you have to come out here to experience the taste, but I think we have something very special planned in culinary, and it might have to do with a bannock.
Oh, the best. Okay, well, now this is Giving Tuesday. How are the funds raised, by the way?
So there's many different ways that you can give during Giving Tuesday to Wanuskewin. When you log on to Facebook, you'll be able to donate through the Meta platform. You will also be able to make an impact by visiting wanuskewin.com/support/donate. And of course, you can find us through Canada Helps profile by visiting canadahelps.com/wanuskewin.
So now, where does the proceeds go to this?
Every donation made during the live stream and absolutely any time during the year go to support our programming, our maintenance, our conservation, our cultural preservation, including our bison herd.
If somebody doesn't know about Wanuskewin, a great way to find out ahead of time what it's all about and some of the things that you guys do out there, and then head out there and take a look, because we go out there all the time, and it's a wonderful place.
It's a wonderful place. Any season during the summer, people think, oh, I got to come out during the summer because there's lots of programming. You can come down out during the fall and see the beautiful colors, but the winter has a very restful atmosphere as well. So there's a uniqueness by coming down in kind of the off season, the cooler seasons.
Plus, you can snowshoe there. We've done it many times.
I was just about to say, so wait, we are really might be the only people in Saskatoon that are just waiting for this snow, because then we can get out, we can snowshoe, we can get out, we can kick sled. And our Kona Winter Festival is coming up in February, and we'll have dog sledding that day.
Oh, love the dog sleds. Boy, it sounds like a good time. It is Streamathon happening on Giving Tuesday out at Wanuskewin. Allie, thanks very much for this.
Okay, thank you so much. And I am so looking forward to the Streamathon later today.